Sentinel Online, now loading all things Transformers.
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike. Transform and roll out! Transformers!
Welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 46. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
DFG1 Mike, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of stuff's happened on Transformers news since the last time we did an episode.
Yes.
Actually, our co-host and friend, the complainer, Michael Wilson, started sending us messages on Twitter this afternoon. We're recording this Thursday, May 6th, and about how he didn't like ATTF 45 and whatever else. So he sent us a voicemail. So I guess we will jump to that, and then we'll get into the news. So, here is Michael Wilson's voicemail.
Hey, how's it going? Michael Wilson here. I was listening to ATTF episode 45 this morning, and something aggravated me. Now, I know you guys say that I complain all the time, but I'm sure that there are some listeners who will back me up on this. Blanchard says, with a straight face, mind you, that Transformers Prime will suck because Roberto Ursi and Alex Kurtzman are involved. Now, that statement will come back around to bite you on your ass, sir. First of all, you stated just 10 minutes earlier, or maybe it was in an episode 44, I'm not sure, I listened to them back to back, but you stated you didn't like the idea of Transformers Animated. You were bad-mouthing it all the way up until you actually watched it. And this is well after the launch date. So granted, Animated wasn't an extension of the movie, as you had feared, but the precedent is still there. You're hating on things. Bad. All right, now, there's a new series coming up, and you and Steve are hating on it already. What do we know about this thing? It's got a movie-ish Bumblebee, possibly streamlined for CGI animation, and it's helmed by Orsi and Kurtzman. If you put our little thought into your opinions, you might realize that this is fantastic. Now look, what do you hate most about the movies? Most. It's Michael Bay. Michael Bay ruined the franchise and he raped my childhood. Transformers Prime is a chance for Orsi and Kurtzman to show us what they would do with the Transformers movie if they didn't have Bay coming up from behind and rewriting their scripts. Oh, there's a writer's strike. Looks like I get to add whatever the hell I want. No, not this time. Orsi and Kurtzman rewrote the book on Star Trek, and millions loved it. They will do this one right, too. You know that there will be no dog humping here. There will be no pot brownies. There will be no ghetto robots. Bay has no say. It'll be awesome. Just you wait. Just wait. No hating until you're done waiting. Now, I'm not concerned about what CGI house gets the gig. CGI gets better year after year, so it's going to be gorgeous no matter who gets it. It's entirely possible that they could go completely photorealistic, like Final Fantasy Advent Children, and it'll blow us all away. If you haven't seen Final Fantasy Advent Children yet, check it out, especially if you like Final Fantasy VII, which is it's based off of. I would be more worried about how the toys will translate over, personally. I don't want to buy toys for movie line figures, not now, not then, but I might be swayed if the writing is really good, just as I was swayed by animated, and just as Blanchard was swayed by the writing on animated. So don't be so glum, chums, and quit hating on that which you know little of. You're going to be getting an ulcer like that. I'll talk to you both later. This has been Michael Wilson, signing out.
Well, we appreciate the feedback, Michael, but, you know, you're kind of wrong there. Yes, I know we shouldn't jump to conclusions as far as Transformers Prime, but everything that we have seen so far, yeah, no.
Which, there is that possibility that it could be good, but... For me personally, I just don't see them doing another 3D Transformers in this style. I could care less about this animation style. Like, I mean, granted, animated, I turned up my nose to right away, despite the animation and despite the fact that it looked like Teen Titans. But I feel that the movie should be left as the movie and then have something completely different, kind of how they did. How they're having, you know, had the G.I. Joe Resolute, and they're having this new G.I. Joe series, which ties nothing into the film series.
Mm-hmm.
It's more closely comic-enabled. Now, if they were to turn, like, say, for instance, you know, the IDW comics or Dreamwave comics into a series or something similar to that, or, hell, do a War Within series, you know, I'd be good with that, you know. But... I don't see this being very well. I mean, even though Kurtzman and Orsi did good on Star Trek, and yes, it does depend on the director 90% of the time for films, but yeah, I just think that they need to... I mean, I'll give it a shot, but I'm not going to sit there and keep watching it if first episode's kind of shit.
Yeah. And the other thing is, outside of Sue Blue and, say, the voice cast, as far as the designers, as far as producers, art direction, whatever.
They're all foreign.
Well, we haven't seen any names. I mean, we haven't seen anything as far as the art style or the art direction or whatever. If they're all foreign, fine, whatever. But it's like, you know, even with, like, foreign animators and stuff, you still have an executive producer. You know, you mentioned Teen Titans earlier and stuff like that. You know, Bruce Timm was a producer on that, but they did send the animation stuff overseas to be animated. So you would still have, you know, people like Derek J. Wyatt or, Marty Eisenberg or some person like that here in the States that would oversee the overall project. Now, so far we haven't heard anything about that other than... Kurtzman and Orsi, and they're writers. You know, they're the job of Marty Eisenberg, I guess you could say, because Marty did most of the writing on animated. But we haven't seen anything as far as who's going to be doing the art direction or the art design or whatever, as far as that goes. And, you know, fine. Kurtzman and Orsi did great on Star Trek or whatever. I agree with that. I'm sorry, they cannot write Transformer stuff for shit because they let people fucking rape them over it. You know, that's just my opinion, and I don't need to back my opinion up with facts. Sorry, Michael, I don't. You know, everybody has an asshole, and an asshole is just an opinion.
Or something along those lines.
Well, yeah. But, you know, it's just one of those things where... They're not ready to show us, or they haven't shown us. Maybe we'll see something at BotCon. Maybe we'll see something by July. I mean, because this thing is supposed to hit in, October? Yeah, October 10th. So, I mean, it's not that far off. But you would think that, maybe they are waiting for BotCon to show us, like, a test footage or a teaser trailer or something, kind of like what they did with Iron Man in Comic-Con 2 years ago. But, you know, until I see something other than a fucked up Bumblebee design on a corner of a Hub logo that looks like movie Bumblebee, I'm sorry, I'm considering this a movie tie-in cartoon, and I'm not going to like it until I see it. So, it's just one of those things where, until we see more, we're, you know, we're going to be setting our opinions, and as far as what it is and what it could be, Orci and Kurtzman have only worked on the movies, so, you know, they're not known for Transformers writing fiction anywhere else. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see, but as far as I go, I really don't care about this, and I probably won't care about it at all until I see, like, a teaser trailer or whatever, kind of like what they did with Iron Man at Comic-Con 2 years ago. I mean, until we see something like that, you know, who cares?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Did you want to say anything about the voicemail?
Not really. Other okay. than the fact that I wasn't trying to jump on the bandwagon per se on specific subjects, but but yeah, so I mean I'm not going. Orci and Kurtzman are good at writing certain things. Yes, I know that. But the CGI, whether it's good or not, if they're using this movie-ish Bumblebee, that doesn't bode well for me. I'm not gonna get into it. I got into animated. But that was a completely different matter. The movie, I like it for the movie fact of it. Trying to make a cartoon out of it, that's not something I'd be interested in.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
And Kurtzman and Orci are pretty much good at rehashing old shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good at stuff that has to do with Abrams, but that's because Abrams is the key.
Well, yeah.
Other than that, they've done nothing but rehash old shows.
And Abrams doesn't have a giant ego.
No, Abrams is a fanboy himself, which is why everything he touches turns to gold.
Yeah.
Whereas Mr. Bay, practically like Mr. Wilson, and you have said in the past, likes to rape childhoods.
Like Starscream rapes metal bugs. Okay, so, getting into the news, the first story we're going to cover is apparently Patrick Dempsey has been confirmed for Transformers 3, role further identified. According to Entertainment Weekly, Paramount has confirmed that Patrick Dempsey has been cast in Transformers 3. The report also clarifies his role further. To view information on that, click the link above. I actually already did this. Basically, what it says is, he'll be in Michael Bay's third installment of Transformers franchise. The plot of the third film is being kept under wraps, but we have learned that Dempsey will play Megan Fox's boss in the role that is quote-unquote significant to the plot. The movie begins filming this month around the U.S. and Africa, Moscow, and China. The last two Transformers movies have grossed over $1.5 million worldwide. Paramount Pictures will bow Transformers 3 next summer. So, yeah, apparently Megan's Michaela's boss has a huge role in this. Ugh. That doesn't sound too promising.
Yeah. Maybe that's due to the fact that she hasn't been opening up her mouth and spouting shit about Bay.
We'll have I've got another story closer to the top of the page here about her, so we'll save on that one. Have you watched the hands-on preview of War for Cybertron?
No, actually, I haven't even had a chance to really even look at it. I was kind of torn earlier on whether to get Arkham Asylum or War for Cybertron, although I'm probably still going to get both. I'm actually watching the clip for War for Cybertron right now. And what this reminds me of is Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, kind of.
I've played I'm playing Unreal Tournament 3.
Yeah.
Which, pretty much, these are just Transformer skins that transform and have epic awesomeness and to detail. It looks to me just very much like that. Like, they've got, it looks like Matrix things, which is like, you know, capture the flag.
Yeah.
And so on, like Deathmatch. I mean, Unreal Tournament has all the same things pretty much. So, I mean, to me, this is like a Transformers Unreal Tournament, which fans have been trying to duplicate for years in, you know, conversion packages. But this looks hella cool. I will probably get it. I just like the idea of being able to transform and blow the shit out of people.
Okay.
I like that there's no time constraints. Oh my god, this will be awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. That is a big plus. Well, you know, the thing about War for Cybertron is, yes, there are all those other modes, and yes, there are those modes in the online multiplayer, but there's still also a single-player actual story. See, some games, as far as I've noticed, some games will completely forego the single-player story and just go all online, all different multi-level type of things, like you were saying earlier, Deathmatch and all that stuff. So at least there's a story to this, thank God. And, you know, you have an actual fan in Matt Tiger, who is, you know, the lead designer on this from High Moon Studios. So I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be great. From the video, I think, I'm not sure if it was the first one or the second one. Yeah, it was the second video up above the Michaela, sorry, up above the Megan Fox story, where Tiger is actually walking us through, and you see Soundwave with Energon cubes coming out of his chest. And apparently, I didn't hear this, Michael Wilson did. Apparently, he talks, and it's vocoded. So that's,
and this is on the hands-on?
No, this is on the spoilers Transformers War for Cybertron developer walkthrough. It's about 3 stories up from the preview.
I see, you said the blind man.
Yes. It looks awesome as hell. I can't wait to see more of it. I can't wait to actually get the game, if I have a system or if I have my PC up to code by then. So yes, it looks very, very cool. I guess we can move on. Thank God Jamie Kennedy is currently not attached to Transformers 3.
I'd have to put a bullet in my head because everything he's touched has, like, I mean, he's good at his little comedic roles, but he totally fucked the son of the mask. He should never be in Transformers. He already got Tweedledee and Tweedledum. We don't need a Tweedled dipshit.
Last weekend, it was reported that Jamie Kennedy was potentially cast in Transformers 3 in some unspecified role. MTV News has reached out to representatives for Kennedy who refute the report. This was taken out of context from a radio interview where Jamie mentioned he had auditioned for Transformers 3 and is a huge fan of the franchise, would love to be part of it. At this time, Jamie is in no way attached to the film. Thank God for that.
Yes.
Yes. Let's see here. Megan Fox discusses Michaela Baines in Transformers 3. Stuff.co.nz has posted an article about Megan Fox and her portrayal of Michaela Baines in Transformers 3. The article suggests that her character be strong with more to do. For those tuning in for her looks, Megan Fox has also apparently convinced Michael Bay and company to make her look less tan or quote-unquote orange. What are you more excited about, Michaela having a larger role in the story or her paler skin?
I wouldn't mind it if it was done right.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree with the oranging of the skin because it looked kind of lame. Like they were trying too hard to make her, you know, tan to the point that she was like one of these oh my god, look how hot she looks, you know, type thing.
Yeah, basically if you put her in less clothes and spray painted her entire body with spray tan, and maybe had some sort of cover-ups on her nipples, she'd be in Playboy.
Yeah, might as well. I mean, but I kind of agree with it, because people will be able to take her more seriously if she looks more normal.
Natural.
Yeah, natural. Well, yeah, I can't say normal, because celebrities do this all the time to look normal.
Yeah.
She wants to look, you know, natural, not... So, I mean, I can kind of understand that. I mean, but it's kind of like, meh.
Yeah, I don't care either.
The human side can take a big stick and shove it.
You know, if they hadn't already destroyed Cybertron in the movieverse, that's where I think the third movie should go, back to Cybertron, and not have any fucking humans in it.
Funny you should say that. Like, when we interviewed Ian Corlett a couple weeks ago, and he asked if, you know, what we thought on a Beast Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this were done by, say, let's just say for the hell of it, say Abrams got his hand on it,
mm-hmm.
you know, on a Beast Wars live action.
Yeah.
And say we brought back the entire, you know, voice cast and somehow made it work, because, I mean, they did have the alien plot lines still not technically resolved. I mean, so they could have still used that kind of an idea with it, you know, the Vok, or, you know, some kind of a crossover from,
yeah.
You know, something from the actual G1 Beast Wars verse instead of this crap. I think it could be done, but I don't think that anyone like Michael Bay or Sear Kurtzman should ever touch it.
Well, Orson and Kurtzman are done with the movies. They're not even writing the third film, so you don't have to worry about that.
No, but I do think that it, you know, I think it would make for an interesting movie, to say the least. To have, you know, like an actual like Jurassic Park realistic Megatron.
Yeah.
Walking through. I mean, could you imagine that? You know, having Dinobot looking that real, and then transforming, and then going after him, and, you know, gutting a, you know, some other creature. I don't know. Just it would be cool to see.
Yeah, I think it would be. Unfortunately, like I told Mr. Corlett when he asked us about that,
Beast Wars is dead.
Huh?
Beast Wars is pretty much dead.
Well, no, that's not now. Come on now. That's not what I said. I said that I think it would be extremely cool, but I don't think anyone will ever do it.
No.
I don't think anyone will even ever attempt to do it, so.
If somebody gave me a lot of money, I would.
That's the problem.
I love Beast Wars.
That's the problem. No one's going to give you a lot of money to try something that's virtually probably impossible.
I would pitch it. It's cool. Use Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park mixed with, you know, the movie in terms of not how shitty the robots look or anything, but just in style of realism. Not, you know, I mean, still keeping with the aesthetics of the actual Beast Wars, but having an updated platform, or hell, doing it in the realistic, as bad as I dare say this, with how 3D's come along as far as Avatar, although I would never have them as blue people.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying in terms of the 3D features, not the...
I thought I had a headache before. Now I have a headache even more. Oh, my God, that hurt my head. Oof.
Well, I didn't say to compare them to Avatar. I just said
I know.
The updated formatting of 3D so that they could update the old standard of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Hell, do a Beast Machines continuation. I don't care. Do something.
Yeah.
Bring back the old cast. Fuck the movie.
Yes. More Transformers Hall of Fame news. I was going to say Halloween news. Hall of Fame news. Nominee number 4. Hasbro has announced the 4th nominee for the final spot on this year's Transformers Hall of Fame inductions. Joining Soundwave, Grimlock, and Jazz, the nominee will be Shockwave. With the final 5 candidates determined by a group of fan sites, Transformers fans around the world will be asked who should be inducted on the final candidate to enter Transformers Hall of Fame. Voting will start on Monday, May 10th, with five candidates nominated by fans to choose from. The winner will join Optimus Prime, Megatron, Bumblebee, and Starscream. Fans' choice nominee number four, as I said, is Shockwave. Now, let's see, when I first heard about the whole fans nomination thing, I thought it was so they could include eight total character. What is it? One, two, three, four. Yeah. I thought it was so they could include eight total characters for this year. No. It's to vote out of these four, Soundwave, Grimlock, Jazz, and Shockwave, as to which one will join the other five. No, the other four. So instead of eight possible characters being in the Hall of Fame this year, there's going to be five, which I think is kind of silly, but, you know, at least some good characters are getting nominated. I think that Soundwave is going to win hands down.
Oh, I have no doubt in my mind that Soundwave would.
Yeah.
The only other one I could see coming close would be Grimlock, just for the sake that look at the Masterpiece line.
Oh, yeah.
They keep giving Grimlock special treatment, so I'd say for the Autobot side, he would be next, if not Shockwave.
Yeah, but you can't really discredit Soundwave, though. I mean, Soundwave is one of the most recognizable characters.
I mean, he's a damn tape deck.
Well, yeah, but... So?
Well, I wasn't saying that was a bad thing. I was just saying.
You know, honestly, when someone mentions Transformers Generation 1 or G1 or whatever, you know, as far as the Decepticons, the first, you know, four or five that I think of, and me personally, Megatron, Soundwave, Shockwave, and Starscream. And yes, I put Starscream last for a reason, because I don't like the character in general, but he is one of the most synonymous things with Generation 1. But Soundwave, on the other hand, was, you know, just as famous as Starscream, because, as you said, it's a tape deck. But, you know, that was kind of awesome back then, and it's still kind of awesome now as far as the nostalgia factor goes.
Yeah, and personally, I would think Soundwave would deserve it, just because he's one of the few that have actually traversed the various lines.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I think that's it for the news this week. The other two listings are about comics or something, so... comics, whatever. It's not that I don't... Not that I'm not interested, I'm just not... Not that up on the comics, so I haven't. It's not something I can really talk about.
Mm.
Yeah,
I'm not really into the comics too much anymore. Although I used to be.
Yeah.
On a different note, there are a shitload of Transformer BotCon exclusives on eBay at this point.
That's sad. I don't like that.
Dude, there's, like, I used to check it, like, every couple weeks, and there'd be no more than two pages. There's seven now.
Now, are you talking about past years or this year?
All years.
Including this year that hasn't even happened yet.
I haven't seen any yet.
Okay, for a second there, I was going to say, wait a second, if you're talking about 2010 set, the Transformers... Generation
sick,
huh?
That would just be sick, having it on there and not even knowing what the hell is actually fully in it.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we've gotten announcements from BotCon as far as what a majority of the set is. I don't think we've been announced on what the souvenir figures or the free figure is going to be yet. I'm not sure, and I don't have TFW up anymore, so I'm not going to try to go search for it. But that would be a first for me if, you know, someone told me, oh, hey, Transformers BotCon 2010 exclusive, breakdown. is on eBay for $1 million. I'm like, wait, what? How the hell did they get a hold of it, first of all? Because the BotCon stuff, they keep that pretty close and tight for the most part. It's not like other Transformers toys that end up as, you know, stolen Chinese toys.
Yeah, they don't. They're pretty much on lockdown.
I mean,
want you to come and get them.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be another thing if we were recording an episode, like, say, the weekend after BotCon, where, you know, like, say you and your wife go, okay, and you buy, you know, you have to buy a package for each of you. Say you both buy two Primus packages. Well, you're going to get the box, you're going to get two box sets. All you got to do, you know, and a lot of people do this, go back to your hotel room, put the second set on eBay, and you can make half your vacation back as far as money.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that happen numerous times.
Right. But I've never seen or heard of a BotCon set being on eBay before BotCon even happens of whatever year it might be.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of that either.
Yeah, I mean, maybe somebody out there can let us know if that's ever happened, but I've never heard of it happening. I mean,
I want to say a couple of years ago, like before, like a couple of weeks before BotCon, they were on eBay.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Trying to think, what else do we want to talk about here?
For one, it'd be nice to get more interaction fan-wise.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, I know we only do this show, what, once every 2 weeks, maybe once every 3 weeks, but, you know, if you guys want to submit topic suggestions, that's more than fine. I actually put a call out on Twitter earlier about that, and of course the whole shitstorm of complaining people started to come down on me, and it's like, Jesus Christ, I was just looking for a topic.
Complaining of...
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. You know what it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you guys want us to have... we do want to really make this a topical show more than a news-based show, because... Let's face it, between AllSpark, TFW, Cybertron.com, Cybertron.ca, Moonbase 2, they've got it pretty much covered. So if you guys have any topic suggestions or, you know, I don't know, maybe we could do a call-in show or something like that or whatever. I'm not really sure.
I know for episode 50, I do want as many like voicemails and call-ins, whether it be questions, comments, suggestions, like good job, all, you know, just whatever.
Yeah.
I'd like to see those for episode 50, which is coming up, and then hopefully we can get a good enough topic and maybe some guest hosts on.
Yeah. It'd be nice to expand the All Things Transformers thing. I mean, yeah, I had Proto Man on a couple episodes ago, but I mean, pretty much throughout the whole thing, I think it's been you and I, well, since I came on board, episode 9.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm actually...
The point is, we wouldn't mind having more people on or interactions.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Anything else?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I guess you can close the show there. Hello?
Yeah, Skype did its little... disappearing act for a second.
Oh, well, okay. I guess you can close the show then.
Alrighty. But yeah, if any comments, suggestions, whatever, send them to podcast@predaconempire.com, or you can call in the voicemail line, which is
502-526-5821.
And I guess that's it for this week. Like I said, please send comment, feedback, anything, topics, whatever. So for now, this is us signing off.
Yeah.